Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, we got Love Letters to Kelly coming up in 40 minutes, Kid Nation. We also have those names we got to call out for the trip to Florida. We're going to call out three names.
Nice.
If you want to be one of those three names, hopefully you already signed up at KidNation.com. Only one time. You just have to sign up that one time and you're in.
All right.
And you just got to listen for your name. We do it every day at 7:20 Central. And I normally don't do this, but then the third text that came in makes me want to help this person.
Oh, what happened?
Actually, the second text. It said, JC, shout out Jeremiah. Proving a point here. Please. So I don't know what point we're proving, but we just proved it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Shout out
a
Jeremiah.
A point needed to be proved.
Shout out Jeremiah.
We proved that point.
Want to shout out to Jeremiah Kelly?
Hi, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jenna.
And I like that name.
Hey.
It's in the Bible.
Maybe it's just proving that we actually read texts.
So there you go. Yeah, and you can text us anytime during the show.
And that we do occasionally respond to them.
800-543-3548.
And they were kind enough to say please after they said they were proving a point. So
please helps.
But he misspelled it. He did the double E.
Well, sometimes you're
trying
you're on the road.
For emphasis.
Yeah. I mean, technically, he misspelled my name because he J. Coe. So, but I knew it was for me. I knew it was there.
All right.
You guys want to get into some fun do or fun don't?
Let's
yes.
Do it.
All right. So we scour the internet. We try to find those new products out there that are about to be released.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to raise the money
mm-hmm.
on those websites so that they could drop that product out there for the world to see. But they need us in order to do that. Our first product,
mm-hmm.
Vostok Space Beer.
Okay, I like the beer part.
Space beer.
Space beer.
They are destined to go where humanity never has before.
We're making a beer that you could drink in space.
What?
And it's really cool because there are three different things that you have to solve. First is the recipe of the beer has got to be just right. You have to have just enough bubbles in the beer so you can taste it on your tongue, but not so much that you feel uncomfortable when you drink it.
Number two, can we create a beverage with all these space challenges, carbonation and taste, and it actually still be a beer?
So the idea is you want to be able to drink a bottle of beer in space exactly like you would here on Earth. It's going to be sitting in your hand like a bottle, not a squeezy bag. And you're not going to drink beer from a straw. We're not going to do that to our astronauts. So what we did was we modified technology from fuel tanks. So you put a device in there that allows you to whip the beer from the bottom of the bottle up to the top, where you can put it to your mouth and just drink it.
This opportunity is all about owning the world's first batch of space beer to ever exist in human history.
You are going to be able to promote your part in the next generation of spaceflight in this one simple but very happy way.
Who wants to go to space without beer?
So, limited audience.
Because
it's mostly for astronauts.
But you know what? They used to sell astronaut food.
Yeah.
You know, like the freeze-dried stuff. So,
yeah.
There is a market for that.
But let's be honest.
Because it's cool.
At the Space Museum.
That food was disgusting.
It was garbage.
Yeah, but it's stuff that the astronauts would eat. And there is a market for that.
I'm not in space. I want Earth beer.
Yeah, I want Earth beer.
Well, the good news is you could drink that beer here on Earth. But also, just in case you want to hop onto that spaceship. Up there.
Space is not the place for me.
I would go in a second, but it's millions of dollars. But
I'm not going.
They are looking to raise $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
come on, dude.
I'm kind of torn on this one.
Kelly, are you fun do or fun don't?
I think this is probably going to be a do.
You're going to fun do?
Oh, you think they'll make the money?
People love space travel,
yeah.
And there is that element of just this kitschy little thing. Even if you never drink it in space, you'd want to drink. I wonder what space beer tastes like, you know?
Okay, so Kelly is fun doing. Big Al Mac, the beer lover on the show.
As much as I love me some beer, I'm going to have to fun don't on this one.
You're fun don't on beer, bro?
Not on beer. On space beer, all right? I need football game beer.
Uh-huh.
I need bar beer. I need karaoke beer. I need beer for everything else other than space.
So Big Al Max says no to this beer. Oh, wow. That's a shocking one to me.
I'm fun. No,
Jenna?
No.
Jenna, not it.
I mean, I can tell by the production of their video that they have money, but no.
Yeah.
I'm not giving them any money for space beer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Their mascot could be Buzz Light Beer.
Very good.
So many things happening.
Go help them be creative.
$1 million is the goal. 8 days left to go. So far, they have raised $30,535 making this so far a floppity flop.
Yeah.
But it could spike up now that they heard it on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. That's what's happening right now. All right, let's move on to our next subject.
Yeah. Give me something I can sink my teeth off into.
The Tramick.
The Tramick.
It's a hammock modernized by mobility or for mobility.
Hi, folks. I'm Brian, inventor of the patented Tramick hammock frame.
Hey,
I came up with the idea to make relaxation easier with my truck. With the Tramick frame attached to my truck, I can literally drive to my favorite venue, set up, and start relaxing in under a minute. The locations are limitless. Sporting and racing events, the beach, the mountains, stargazing, or taking in a fireworks show. This product will make your day outside comfortable and easy. While having a truck-mounted hammock frame is cool, it's not for everyone. So I designed the Tramick to be able to be used on the ground as well. The Tramick is made of sturdy, rust-proof aluminum. It folds compactly, rolls effortlessly, and can be set up anywhere in minutes. This product offers you a resort vacation experience on your favorite public beach. Either shaded on the sand or hovering over the water, you can experience what was previously only offered at high-end resorts.
Brian, you're onto something, sir.
He is.
Love it.
So you love
this.
It because the commercial has a hot girl in a bikini.
She is hot. It works.
What?
It has a hot girl
so
in a bikini.
It's a compact but full-size hammock that you can take anywhere.
In seconds.
Your truck.
Cool.
A truck hammock. That's how many times have I wanted to have a hammock? I've never had a hammock
all the
before.
Time.
I've wanted to have a hammock, but there's never two perfect trees.
You're going to get this.
The perfect length. Oh, yeah. I might get two.
Big Al, you need to put in on this. Their goal is $250,000 for the Tramick.
Quite that much, but yes, I am. Count me in,
Big
fellas.
Fun due for Big Al, Matt.
Fun due on the Tramick.
Does not come with the model on the commercial, Al.
That's unfortunate, but still.
Just a nice butt.
Kelly, are you into relaxing anywhere you want?
Have you ever tried getting out of a hammock?
Yes. You gotta swing it a little bit.
I can't get into a hammock alone because I know I can't get out of it.
You want space beer, but you don't want a hammock?
You just got to use science to your advantage.
I think the idea of a hammock is great.
Sure.
But the execution of the hammock is difficult.
Oh, Kelly.
You're not asking for an astronomical amount of money.
They're not. I mean, it's a lot of money, but
I have to be honest. I've never found myself to be comfortable in a hammock.
No, the ropes.
One time I snapped one and hit the ground.
The ropes press into your flesh.
Like, I almost feel like I'm a little sausage trying to get out of the casing. Like, my skin's going through.
Right.
Just because of my unfortunate hammock experiences and flashbacks, I'm going to say no.
Wow.
Fun don't from Kelly. The hammock is one of the best places to cuddle on.
How?
No.
You've never done the cuddle?
It's really perfect. Not with the ropes digging into your back.
I feel like I have to roll around again, like a little sausage. I don't have much mobility in there.
So the ladies are not down with the Tramick.
No sexy way to abort the hammock.
I like the couch.
The couch is cool, but you can't take that on in your truck.
Make me a couch I can roll around.
All right, so the goal was $250,000. They have 0 days to go because that campaign just ended yesterday.
Please tell me they made it.
And they raised $4,037, making that a big old floppy.
Oh, man.
That's a fun don't all the way around right there.
He was so into that, too.
Oh,
man.
Maybe we can hit Brian up and he can give us the one in the commercial since they're not going to be able to mass produce.
And the chick.
Yeah.
The
I don't know if you can get the girl. She might not.
Sorry he didn't make that.
But we saved the best for last.
Okay.
This could quite possibly be the greatest fun do we've ever had on the show.
Oh, whoa.
Of all time.
Okay.
And we've been doing this for a few years.
Better than the Tramick?
The greatest invention that humans have created.
Oh.
Okay. Bring it.
Am I overselling it?
Yeah.
Take a listen to this video. It's a card game called The King of.
Through the years, there have been hundreds of famous kings, but there's room for one more.
I am the king of breakfast cereals.
From the crazy minds of the Kid Craddock Morning Show comes a new card game that's fun, fast, and family-friendly. If you want it to be, it's The King Of. Now available on Kickstarter. The game is simple. Just gather some friends, family, enemies, or whoever you want. Shuffle up the cards and see how many crowns you can win. Each card will have a topic or a name.
King of Breakfast Cereals.
Players go around the room in order longer, giving a valid answer within 10 seconds.
Captain Crunch.
Fruity Pebbles.
Take too long or repeat an answer, and you're out.
Tricks.
I said tricks.
Oh, you're out.
Play continues until only one person is left, earning them the crown card.
I'm the king of all cereals.
We have been playing this game on our show for years, and we are so excited for you to be able to play with your family and friends.
For just a $20 pledge, you'll get one set of The King Of, which contains 165 cards, and you get free shipping anywhere in the U.S.
Pledge $35, and you'll get one set of The King Of with the box autographed by the members of the Kid Craddock Morning Show with free shipping anywhere in the U.S.
Pledge $38, and you'll get two sets of The King Of and free shipping anywhere in the U.S.
Pledge $100, and you get to create your own card. It will appear in every deck of the game, plus we'll give you credit on that card. And we'll also throw in a free set of the King Of game. We'll ship it to you anywhere for free in the U.S.
Our goal is $10,000 to fully fund the project, but if we reach our stretch goal of $20,000, everybody is going to get 55 additional cards, giving you a total of 220 cards.
And if you can, share our campaign on social media and make sure you follow the King Of on Instagram.
Thanks again for your support.
The King Of. Fun, fast, and family friendly. Nice. If you want it to be.
Well, I know those people.
Nice job,
wow.
Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is a fun game that we play all the time on the show.
In fact, I have a stack of the King Of cards right here. If you would like to just play around so that the Kid Nation could see what it's going to be
like.
Look how many cards come with your pack. KidNation.com is where we'll post the link to this.
Randomly one day. We just started naming things. Naming.
Yeah.
The last one standing was the King Of. So that's how I don't even remember who started
it. You guys want to play one?
I'll take credit. So
I think it was me. Yeah, it was me.
Are you guys ready?
Sure.
I just pulled a card.
Okay.
We're going to be playing the King Of Soda Brands.
Oh.
Soda Brands.
Hey. Who's starting?
I will. Pepsi.
All right.
Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Sprite.
Nice.
Orange.
Fanta.
That is not a brand.
Orange.
Yeah,
orange,
what is that?
Is not
you're
a brand.
Out.
Orange is a brand.
That's a flavor. You're out.
Okay, Fanta orange.
No, I just said Fanta.
Go ahead. Come on. Give me a bye.
Jarritos.
Barks.
Dr. Pepper.
Mr. Pibb.
You're out.
No, not.
What?
You're out.
Oh, I'm out.
We all voted you out.
Yeah. RC Cola.
Ooh.
Grape.
You're out.
Purple.
All right, Kelly.
Purple.
Bring your stuff.
Shasta.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Jenna's cheating.
No.
Jenna just mouthed.
I didn't look for you.
You did.
Cactus Cooler.
That's my quarterback.
What is that?
That's not what I said.
You've never had Cactus Cooler?
I've never heard of Cactus Cooler.
It is delicious.
Can I challenge Cactus Cooler?
Challenge it and look it up.
Okay, I got it. You keep going.
It's Cactus Cooler. It's definitely a soda.
And I think Black people would be on board with orange being a brand.
JC is correct.
Thank you.
It's an orange pineapple soft drink sold in Southern California.
Oh, right. Very nice, JC.
Let me think. Is this a Seagram's make a brand of club soda?
Three.
I think that would count as soda, right?
So there you go.
I don't know. Seagram's
They make a brand of club soda.
Okay. Canada Dry.
Oh.
Very nice.
Oh. Mm.
Very nice, JC.
7-Up?
Oh, dang it. That's the one I was going to use. Okay. I got one.
Come on. Okay.
Sangria.
What's that? Sangria is a wine.
That's a wine.
Five.
Dang it.
Four.
No, you're done.
Three.
Sangria.
Two.
You're done.
Manzanita.
One. I am the king of all sodas. Right?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we sure are. That's how you play the game right there, Kid Nation. So if you want to jump on board, $10,000 is our goal. We all say fondue. You know we
fondue,
do.
Fondue, baby. Fondue.
You can grab that link over at KidNation.com along with the Tramic and Vostok Space Beer.
I think the Tramic's closed.
Tramic's done.
Yeah, Tramic's done. But if you want to look at it,
going
it'll be there. It's all good. And coming up next, we want to send you to Florida. We're going to announce three names. First one to call back will win that trip.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to send you to Florida, Kid Nation. And the only way to do it is by signing up at KidNation.com. We do it every day at around this time. We'll call out the three names. First one in wins the trip. Jenna Owens, do you have the names in front of you?
I do, JC. Today's Florida Family Flyaway names are Sherilyn Arena, Jennifer Peralta, Morgan Dennis. Morgan Dennis, Jennifer Peralta, Sherilyn Arena. The first one to call us back in the next 10 minutes is going to win this trip, and the phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll get to go to the Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort. You'll have a blast out there.
Yep. Yep.
First one in wins, and if nobody calls within 10 minutes, we will open it up for everybody, so you still have a chance, Kid Nation. And speaking of having a chance, you still have a chance to be one of our backers on our Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. The king of the card game we just played, mm-hmm. sweeping the nation already.
Ooh. Yeah.
With 13 backers.
Cool. 13, wow.
Yeah. Nice. Thank
We're
you guys.
Coming in hot with $337.
All right.
Heck yeah.
So we still need
on our way.
About $9,000.
That's what we call seed money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we need seed money. Kelly, became the...
Plant the seed.
You became the king of the sodas, or queen of the sodas. You could call yourself a queen if you're a lady playing the game.
Please, thank you.
Yes,
that would be appropriate in this... time that we live
of
in.
Of course, of course.
Respect the queens.
Respect them. Respect Anna, because Anna had a very long streak going on with Snapchat with her boyfriend.
Hello, yeah.
Oh, so no.
This is Anna from Kid TV. She's the one
Hi.
That runs all our Kid TV stuff.
Hello, thanks
Hello.
For having me.
Hi.
Yeah, so I told you guys a few weeks ago about my ridiculously long snap streak with my boyfriend. We were, I think when I told you guys, we were at like 300 something.
Uh-huh. The snap streak is consecutive days?
Right, so it was like, yeah, consecutive days of sending each other Snapchats.
And it's easy because he lives out of town right now.
Yeah, we're doing long distance, and so it's just another way for us to communicate. Yeah. Which is great, you know, yeah. with all, like, social media and everything. But I have some sad news to report.
Oh, no.
Is it sad?
What unfortunately, the streak has been broken.
Who broke it?
I want to say his, but I'm not sure. Well, okay, so I was lucky enough to spend our long weekend with him. And so I guess we were too busy, like, living in the moment or whatever, that we weren't sending each other Snapchats because we were together.
Anna, how dare you live life?
How has this affected your life negatively, though?
You know, it's all I've been able to think about. And so to get over this mm-hmm. hard moment,
uh-huh.
I have written a poem.
You oh, wrote okay. a poem.
Yes.
Oh, it is National Creativity Day.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I've been inspired. So I would like to share this poem with okay. you guys and let me know what you think.
Please share this poem with us.
Okay. The working title is No Pics Left to Snap.
Oh, wow.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Your color yellow, your icon a ghost. Out of all my social media apps, you've disappointed me the most.
Oh.
Just 4 days away from a year-long snap streak. Hmm. Let's be real here. Adding snap stories was your only peak. But Instagram straight up stole that, and it became the number one social place.
That's right.
And you, Snapchat, have joined the likes of MySpace.
Ooh, bang.
When you updated your app, everyone left you. Kylie, Chrissy, even Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
But the only one who stayed was me, Anna.
Mm. It's true.
So what's coming up, Snapchat? Will your next update be free? Will you charge a monthly fee? Or will you share my location for everyone to see? Well, you already did that. So now, Snapchat, it is me who will disappear. Only time will tell what your next move will be. And whatever you do, let me just make one thing clear. You can find me on Instagram at Anna Sophia C.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you.
Time.
That's the official breakup with Snapchat.
Yeah, you know.
Welcome.
I know you guys did it, and you guys were leaving Snapchat, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay, because I've got this almost year-long streak. But
now what's the point?
What's the point anymore?
No point. You can start over.
So you break your streak, but you leave Snapchat. I get it, but...
You don't want to start over. It's too much
Why
work.
Not?
Yeah.
It's because she already had a year's worth.
If we were so close. We were at like 360 or 361.
Well, where are you going to be a year from now?
A bunch of people are texting saying all you have to do is email Snapchat support and they'll reinstate your streak.
But will they really?
But it's tainted now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Same. It's like cheating.
Yeah. Right. I feel like if I even tried to explain that, like, Snapchat, I'd be like, oh, why? What happened? I'd be like, we forgot. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have to tell them it's their fault, but still...
Yeah.
I go back to Snapchat, like, going back to the well.
What?
Like, I have it private just for friends, but, like, every now and then I'll, like, throw up a snap.
Yeah. I mean, the filters are fun.
You do, too.
You
know?
I do that. Yeah. I want to go see what the filters are like. My kids like that. And then if I feel like posting something, I'll just be like, hey, what's up? If you're watching this, You're wrong. You should be over on Instagram. That's where my life is happening right now. Just let people know that that's where I've moved.
Yeah.
It's like I have a little note at my old house to let me know where I'm at now.
You know? Well, because, and there's like a difference between like Snap stories and like Instagram stories. Like, I feel like on Snapchat stories, you can really kind of do whatever.
Yeah.
But Instagram stories have to be like pretty or like, you know, they're really like curated or like they
15 seconds.
Yeah. And it's like on Snapchat, I used to like post videos of me like making brownies. Like,
right.
So, I don't know.
Well, Anna, I'm sorry your snap streak broke.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me share this poem with you guys.
Oh, no, you know, anytime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're here for you.
Anything that can make you feel better.
I'm going to keep you in my prayers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Big Al.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thank
now,
you.
Now, go back to Kid TV because we were about to do some Kid TV.
Yeah, okay,
stuff.
On the way.
I mean, she's doing good stuff. Uh-huh. That's Anna right there.
There you go, Anna.
Running Kid TV. You can find our Kickstarter at KidNation.com. A few people were saying, I can't find it. Go to KidNation.com. We'll post a link there for you. Get you all set up. From the text, I can't believe the Mexican forgot Jarritos. That was the first one
I used.
Yeah,
you did say that.
That was the first one I used. Come on, guys. That's the only one I know. All right, let's give away the trick.
All right.
I want to play again. I actually had so much fun.
So someone called back?
Yeah, somebody called back.
Great.
Let me figure out our winner here. Oh, there you are. There you are. Morgan Dennis, congratulations!
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Our pleasure. You just won yourself a trip. You have the fastest dialing fingers out of the three people we call. Big Al Mac. What is Morgan going to be?
I cannot find the number anywhere.
Are you serious? Oh, I'm glad you found it.
800-543-3548. Morgan, picture beautiful, clear, emerald green waters. Morgan, picture 7 miles of beach and bayfront.
Yeah, close your eyes if you're not driving.
Yeah, picture world-class tennis, full-service marina, and the village of Baytown, Wharf. You, young lady, are going to Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort. It's the premier resort on Northwest Florida's Gulf Coast and a great destination for all seasons and all ages. Who shall you be taking with you, Morgan?
I'm going to take my boyfriend with me. We work 7 days a week, 6 months out of the year, so we kind of deserve a little bit of a break.
Yeah, you do.
But you can take two more people.
Enjoy that.
This is a trip for four.
Take a couple friends as well.
Yeah, might as well make it a party.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Round trip for four-day SUV-sized car rental, and you guys are going to stay at the Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort for 3 nights.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, visitflorida.com.
Thanks, Visit Florida, and thank you, Morgan, for listening and calling in when we called your name.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
Put that number on speed dial just so you have it next time.
Yeah, that way you know when to go. She says she works 7 days a week, 6 months out of the year.
You're like a fireman? No,
I guess we should have asked her when we had her on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I guess we could have done that. Right.
We'll never know.
Now we'll never know.
Just let your mind wander, and you can think of what she possibly
does.
Deal. 7 days a week, 6 months out of the year.
Right.
We got another trip to give away tomorrow around the same time, Kid Nation. Make sure you sign up at KidNation.com so you could be one of those three names. But coming up next, it's time for Love Letters to Kelly.
Me.
And it looks like a wife finally had enough and went petty on it.
Oh, yeah.
We're called in on Petty Monday.
Does Kelly agree with what she did?
Oh.
Or will she tell her, man, you should not have done that? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
I was looking at some text messages from Kid Nation members.
Yeah.
And because Anna just broke her snap streak with her boyfriend, which led her to quit Snapchat altogether. I saw one in the 790s. Wow. A snap streak in the 790s.
Wow.
We had a few that were in the 300s like Anna was, but 790. Well done. It's a long snap streak right there. Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 20 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. We'll hook you up with what's going on in Hollywood. And we got this text right here from M. White. On behalf of all teachers, could you guys please switch the show to around 10 a.m.? That's when we're all going to be getting up for the next 3 months. Okay?
Aww.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, there would be nothing more that we would love more than to wake up after 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little lunch, a little snack.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I often say the best time was when we took that family vacation to London.
Oh, my gosh.
And our show was on in the afternoon there.
Noon.
Oh, it was great. We woke up like at 11, started the show at noon. We're done by like 4. Went to the pubs, Al, remember?
Yeah, one night I went out all night. I was fine.
Yeah.
Kind of.
We were going to the pubs to like...
I smelled like the bar, but...
But fine. And we would walk everywhere. Or take the
glorious.
Mind the gap.
Mind the gap.
We would always have to go mind the gap.
Mind the gap.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can't do that, but we'll try.
Yeah.
We would love to for you.
Tough.
We could move to London.
We could.
And then get up at a reasonable time.
I don't think I'd get used to driving on the other side of the street.
We just don't drive.
We won't drive.
Yeah, we won't drive. We'll be walking.
That's true.
But enjoy the summer, teachers. We'll see you.
Yeah,
we'll see you when you wake up.
See you on the other side.
We'll see you on the other side. It's going to be a long 3 months without you, but we'll be here. We'll be here when you come back. Are you guys ready now to go into some love expertise from Kelly Raspberry?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. It's called Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am at a loss. My husband of 7 years is a good man and a wonderful father to our 3 kids. My issue is he's addicted to spending money, and I believe he's in denial about it and needs professional help. Mm. He's had 2 cars repossessed in the last year, has destroyed his credit, hasn't paid our taxes, and has been lying to me about it for a long time.
Ooh, boy.
I always forgive him and believe that he'll change. Yesterday, however, a process server came to our door and served him with court papers. He's being sued for unpaid credit card bills, and he's due in court in 2 weeks. I was horrified and angry. He spent years lying to me about his spending and going out of his way to hide things from me. I told him we need to involve his parents and get their help. He has 2 other siblings that struggle with deep addictions, and I believe his family is our last hope to help him. He's implicated me and put our children at risk with this selfish behavior and constant lying, and he told me if I involve anyone else in these issues, he will divorce me.
Well,
what do I do, Gail?
You need to get somebody involved.
Yeah, right.
Because what we're doing right now isn't working.
That's rough.
So, counseling, where he has no access to anything, where he gets like a weekly allowance or whatever, which sounds... How dare you do that to somebody? This guy's got an addiction issue, and he needs help. He needs rehab. You know, you can be addicted to food, you could be addicted to drugs, you could be addicted to alcohol. Shopping is another addiction. Because you get a high from it, you know? But why would you turn to his family? If he's got 2 other siblings in the throes of addiction, obviously the family is... A little off kilter, too.
There's some that.
So it's not the family you need to turn to, but you do need to get some professional help. And then if he divorces you over it, you got to protect your family. And part of that is their financial security.
Yeah.
So do what you need to do to make this right. Mm-hmm, and if he decides to divorce you because he's embarrassed, he's not embarrassed from what's happened so far. That's not enough to get him to change. So it's time to full on embarrass him.
He's hurting all of you.
Everybody.
Yeah. That's
what are you going to have left? So let him threaten to divorce you, but you better get some help.
Because later, when the kids grow, he'll find a way to use them for credit cards. Right. This could get even worse.
So bad.
This could get worse if you don't take care of it now.
You might not even know the extent of what's happened yet until you start peeling back the
layers. They probably don't even know. That's just probably the part that she knows.
Exactly.
He's probably using your name.
Yeah, people in addiction will guilt you. Man, you talk to people who have dealt with addicts. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. Yeah. They'll promise.
Steal from you.
Yeah, people in the throes of addiction, you can't believe a word they're saying.
Right. Start going around the house and noticing, where's my this and my computer, my laptop? It's just gone. It's at the pawn shop.
Yeah. So just substitute a drug addiction for his money addiction. If it was crack cocaine or whatever, what would you do? And do that for whatever addiction it is. So you need to take those measures.
Exactly.
Word.
Oof.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Little line going on in this letter as well. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in my current relationship for coming up on 5 years now. We met when my oldest son just turned 2. Everything was cherries and lollipops until I found out his just a friend was actually his ex. They lied to me for 1.5 years. I put my foot down and stated clearly that I did not want them to stay in contact anymore, especially if they lied for that long, that there's clearly something there. I found out about it a couple more times. Then after I had my feet out the door, he promised it was done. It would never happen again. Here we are today. We have a handsome little boy together, and my oldest is now graduating kindergarten. Out of the blue, I get this sinking feeling. So I snooped around a little bit, and sure enough, there she is, texting him still. I could tell she was trying to hide it. I blow this girl up on text and social media messages every time this happens, and I know she sees it. But for the first time in 5 years, I messaged her husband about the situation.
Oh!
And she flipped out. Maybe she got the picture, maybe not, who knows. But how do I get over the lies? Why hide anything from me if he loves me? Because he knew it would hurt me, he says. So again, why do it? I don't know what to do with my 2 sons stuck in the middle. I'm torn. Please help, Crystal.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one, Kelly.
So what did the husband, I would be curious to see if the relationship's going to continue now that the husband...
The other husband?
Out.
You might have freed her, and now...
You might have just effectively ended it. But yeah, when they're sneaking around and it's causing you known pain, but you stayed. One, see, that's the thing. When you have one foot out the door and they make promises, and then what do? You're supposed to follow through with your threat, or they've learned there's no consequence, right?
Yeah.
But now you got babies involved, which takes it to a whole other level. If there were no kids involved, I'd be like,
out.
I'm out. Peace out. But you got kids involved now. So that just makes it a lot harder. Girl, I don't know. You've let him, you have these sinking suspicions. You've threatened him. But the threats have never worked because you've never followed through. You know what I'm saying?
You're all talk at this point.
But the kids involved. The fact that you reached out to the husband, if their relationship continues after this, gosh, I hate to say.
And it's a weird situation.
I hate to say leave.
Yeah.
I hate to say leave.
Especially when kids are involved.
Because I don't understand the addiction these two have to each other, this flirt that they need, that they're not. You know, what is this relationship, this sneak? There's something sexy about sneaking around, right? Yeah. Something kind of sexy about that, even though I would have so much guilt, I could never pull it off, I don't think. But
what's the point of talking to your ex?
There's no relationship. Everybody's cheating on each other and nobody's trusting each other.
There's no trust there, no way to live.
There's nothing. I don't know what. I mean, it's easy for me to say.
Right? I'm really kind of stuck here because there's children. If there were no children involved, I have a very clear-cut answer on what to do. But there's so much gray here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say if you go to counseling and he makes these promises and then you find out later he's still communicating with her, then what? So then the option is having a broken home where...
It's already broken. It's already broken, Kelly.
Well, it's been held together with duct tape now.
He doesn't trust her because she snooped. She's not going to trust him because obviously he's been talking
so
to his ex and lying.
It's so unhealthy to start with.
Yeah.
I'd be curious. I wish I had you on the phone to see if they're still communicating after the husband found out about it.
Right.
Because let me tell you, if that girl gets divorced and now she's really free to be with him.
She's going to be coming after your husband hard.
It's just no way to live.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't imagine living life that way. But also, you know, being a single mom isn't fun either. I'm really sorry. I don't really know what to offer you.
Yeah, we might have to call you and figure out a little bit
more. I really don't know what to offer you because I don't want to encourage a broken home.
Because there's kids involved.
Maybe we can call after the show and...
See what's up.
Get some more details.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah.
But
we
stinks.
We understand your pain, though. I understand why you're so angry.
Don't make babies with people you don't trust.
Mm. There you go.
How about that? That's a lesson for everybody else listening. Don't make babies with people you
don't
trust.
But he said he was going to stop. And then I had the baby.
Yeah.
Love
letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you're the love expert.
Not today, I'm not.
We are a busy little modest family. Simple life, 5 boys, 3, 6, 8, 8, and 12. We do sports, we have a dog, 3 jobs between us, 1 for her, 2 for me. I plan this big proposal to the love of my life for my birthday dinner. I had her family, the entire restaurant, and my grandmama was involved. It was spectacular. My birthday was kind of a rough time. Long story short, last year my mom died 2 days before I made 32. So, a little sensitive time. Anyway, I'm hella stressed. Now I am planning this modest little rustic wedding on a budget. Life happens. Things happen. Our budget took a little-ish hit, which is perfectly fine. Like I said, we live a modest life. Low maintenance in every possible way. But I need advice. I'm totally freaking out. As I'm 31 days from the wedding, I found us a free ceremony venue, a free reception venue. One of my closest friends has taken control of a few things. I have a control problem. But anyway, that's my problem. I want it to be perfect. I have nightmares about it going bad. It's affecting my work, my sleep, my life. If it's not perfect, what do I do?
Who cares?
She is my gift from God. It's not normal to see her.
Okay, you need to chill out.
Justin,
you need to chill out. You're ruining what's supposed to be a really fun time. Yes, it's stressful, but when you're waking up in sweats over it, who cares? It's one day. If you don't let this go, you're going to ruin your wedding day with your nerves.
It's 2 hours of your life.
It is so fun if you just let it go and let what happens happen. And if something bad happens, if like the cake falls over, that's stuff you laugh about years from now. It is not that big a deal. You've made babies with this person. You've set up house with this person. You're just going through the formalities of having a wedding ceremony. Yeah. Who cares?
I told you about
you
this.
You know, who cares?
No wedding is perfect.
It's a party.
No wedding's
just
perfect.
Just make it as a party that you happen to be getting married at. And I don't know. You got to let this go.
We talked about this wedding briefly that was in New Orleans. I think he's in Louisiana. It poured down rain the morning of the wedding. And they had to carry the bride in because her wedding gown was going to get so
muddy. Yeah.
And they've had just the best time.
You got to have a party. We've been to a wedding where it was completely. Is it the one you're talking about that we went to? Or are you talking about her wedding?
This one I saw on
the wedding we went to that was. They had to evacuate us from one site of the wedding to another site because we were in low area. You know, it was just a mess. The rain, the humidity. It was. We had a party.
Yeah.
We didn't want to leave because it's not about. It's just a celebration.
Party. Choose to be happy and choose to have fun, and that way your mind will go that way.
If you're that sick about it, go to the Justice of the Peace, be married, and then just throw the party and make it a reception.
There you go.
Solid.
But you shouldn't be getting up in the middle of the night sick about it. It's not worth that.
Change the outlook. You're going to be happy. Be happy. You got this.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here's a short one, Kelly. Cool. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I just want to ask you for some tips. My husband works out of town most of the time. Sometimes he's in the same state, sometimes not. Each month is different. Some months he's local for 2 weeks, and other times we go 4 to 6 weeks without seeing one another. Mm. I work, so I'm unable to go with him. I would like some suggestions on how to keep things alive and not let things fade away. I feel like flirty texts only go so far. Need help, Ash.
Well, I mean, that's basically it. It's flirty text promises, like you can send him little gifts, like that he can surprise him where he is, and like teasing him with what's to come.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, texts are good, but sending little objects, maybe sneaking things into a suitcase, like open this on, you know, June the 7th. But wait and open this, like an envelope he can open each day or once a week while he's gone. Just keeping him excited about what's to come. As long as somebody has something to look forward to, it's like, that's,
and then,
it's like Christmas, you know, you have something to build up to. It's like the little advent calendar. It's making little envelopes with little promises of things and little gifts and little treats.
That's my advice.
How
about some
pictures? But there's
don't sexy pic.
Man, the sexy texts go a long way.
Oh yeah.
So that's my all you're asking. But yeah, sneak little gifts to him and
You want to write a love letter to Kelly? Go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays, and our love expert will answer your problems just like that. Solid work, Kelly. Solid work.
Not really. That one with the babies, I don't know. Sometimes
are really tough.
I just wish people were better.
Sometimes
if you know what you're doing is hurting your partner's feelings after they've expressed it to you and you continue to do it, there is zero respect for your partner. Yeah. Zero.
And they keep lying.
I don't know how you get somebody to do what you want them to do when you told them what they're doing hurts you.
Right.
And they do it anyway.
They don't care. I don't care.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, Kid Nation.
Hello.
We already gave our trip to Florida away this morning to Morgan Dennis. If you want to win it tomorrow, make sure you're signed up at KidNation.com. If you already signed up, you're good to go. We'll do it at 7:20 Central. Want to hook you up with that. But right now, we want to make it all about you, Kid Nation.
You can have whatever you like.
Whatever you like. Talking wise, because we just had a teacher ask us if we would start the show at 10 a.m. because she's going to be off for the summer and she would like to listen. And that's when the teacher's going to be waking up for 3 months. Can't do that.
Can't do it.
We would love to do that.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
But we could talk about whatever you like. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. I got a text here from Trey.
Okay.
Who says, morning, guys.
Hey, Trey.
A few weeks ago, Big Al was talking about trucks that say fish on them. Tell me why I followed one for 15 miles to find out if it really has fish or not. Long story short, it did.
Oh, no.
What did you say they say fish for?
I said that I was kind of joking, but I was kind of making a statement. Anyway, I said trucks that have the word fish on the back of it say that so that you won't break into them.
That's what it is.
Because they stink and smell like fish.
Uh-huh.
So, I do apologize for you having to follow that truck 15 miles or whatever it was.
Tell me why I followed a truck for 15 miles because they had fish on them.
Wanted to ask the driver.
Nah, you did it for the bit, man. You did it for the bit.
That's funny.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
So, you have a bone to pick with...
I have a bone to pick with you, JC.
Oh, boy. Does it have to do with something yesterday?
No.
Okay.
So my husband, he clicks his toenails and smells them. And he tells me it's okay, JC does it too.
Oh, he does it. He clips the nails and sniffs it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, toenails.
Yeah. Sniffs it. Because a lot of us do it. It's a weird smell, but we can't help it.
It's so gross.
Yeah, tell your husband. What's his name?
I don't want to say.
That's
yeah,
right.
There you
that's,
go. That's my dude.
No, well, like, that's my husband.
That's my dude right there. Okay, that's my fellow toenail sniffer. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm sorry I turned him on to sniffing the toenails. I didn't sniff them the last time I cut them. It was just sometimes.
Good. I'm glad you're rehabilitated.
Yeah.
I'm growing up a little bit.
Toenail sniffer.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
You have a love letter situation?
I do. I am getting married in October, and I thought I was doing the right thing by asking my fiance's daughters, who are 26 and 23, to be in the wedding.
Okay.
And this past weekend, my birthday and his oldest daughter's birthday are a day apart. And he went to my family's birthday celebration for me and some others. She was busy, so she couldn't go. And then we went to her house to celebrate with her. And she and her sister decided to tell my fiance what a horrible father he is.
Oh.
So I just don't know what to do at this point. About the wedding.
Nice. Love expert Kelly Raspberry.
Uh-huh. When's the wedding?
October.
I would just keep your mouth shut for right now and let them kind of work it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just not, I would stay out of that.
Yeah.
That's family drama. Part of your family soon to be, but I would just be supportive for your future husband.
Yeah.
And let them work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just be there for him.
Don't want to invite them because things have a way of swinging the other way very quickly.
Mm-hmm. But good luck,
Miranda. That'd be his call. I'm sorry. Yeah. That stinks.
But definitely support him and be there for him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, does, stay out of
stink.
It.
Not like JC's toenails, but it stinks.
Good luck, Miranda. All everybody's toenails stink. Just everybody's, by the way.
Not like JC's broken relationship. Well, that really stinks.
You still talking about
Glenn? Glenn Powell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Text him later.
What might have been.
He hits me up.
Sure he does.
He does. You know, I'll tell you the last thing he said to me was, "Sup, bro?"
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all are tight. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Y'all are tight.
You leave him on red?
Oh, no, actually, he left me on red.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was his birthday, so he probably had a bunch of...
Yeah, probably. Dude. Got lost.
Even Enrique returned my birthday text.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Enrique who?
Iglesias.
Oh.
It was more than that. I think it was thanks.
Yeah. That was so you got to return. I'll give you guys an update tomorrow if my relationship with Glenn is still alive. Hey, Clayton.
Hello.
What's up, buddy? First of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I was just wondering, were y'all nervous graduating high school?
100%.
No.
No.
100%.
No.
Why were you nervous, Stacey?
Because I felt so comfortable in high school. I felt like I wasn't equal with everyone. And I felt like going to college was starting over again. And I wasn't going to have what I had in high school as far as teachers go, because I heard everything's just do your own, learn how to manage your time.
Yeah, we're nervous. JC was, but we weren't. The rest of us weren't.
Jenna, were you nervous?
Nervous, like, to walk across the stage or nervous about life?
I mean, both. Walking across and then graduating. Once you're done, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I kind of hated high school. I was pumped about college. College, I was more nervous when I graduated. Like, oh, real life. You got a few more years. You got a few more years of school. You're good.
But you know what I noticed, Clayton? Even though I was super scared and really nervous when I graduated high school, I realized that college is so cool and so much fun, and you're going to meet so many cool people. Yeah. That goes away as soon as you start school. You'll be all right.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Do you know what you want to do?
Good luck.
I want to be a vet.
Oh, there you go, man. So you already have a plan, so that's perfect.
I think a plan helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a goal, go towards that goal, and then that goal might change, and that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay if you change your mind.
A lot of high school kids think that it's not okay when you get into college to change your aspirations and your major. No, you'll change it.
Yeah, that organic chemistry hits.
Yeah.
They're like, never mind.
Never mind. Oh, we haven't talked about that shirt Jenna showed me. This
it's
thing.
Shirt.
The shirt, yeah.
It's weird. Describe this shirt for us, Jenna.
This is a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And to the front of the t-shirt is attached a button-down shirt that hangs.
A whole nother shirt.
Yeah.
Very bizarre. It's the Balenciaga t-shirt shirt. Balenciaga's making another comeback. And so they're, you know, big. Big designer brands going waves. But I follow this funny Instagram account called Lil Jupiter, and he posts all the latest streetwear, but sometimes it's exaggerated. So I thought this was one of his ironic posts, but it is genuine. It's $1,300. It is a t-shirt, and hanging from the front of it is a button-down shirt.
Just hanging.
It's so weird.
It's very
I'm
weird.
I'm really waiting on, like, which rapper or who's gonna... Who's going to pull the trigger?
Rihanna would wear something like that.
You cannot make this look cool.
You can make this shirt, though. You could just take a short sleeve shirt and safety pin it to your t-shirt, and boom, you got this shirt.
I mean, it's bizarre.
The model wearing the shirt looks like he's a really cool dude, but he lost about 7 cool points wearing that shirt.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. That's weird.
He must have come to that model shoot so excited to be modeling for Balenciaga, and then... They put that on him.
Like, you're going to make me wear this.
Wear some fresh clothes.
Yeah, you're going to ruin my career. That's it. $1,300 for that shirt. We'll post it at KidNation.com if you want to check it out. But it is hideous.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, nobody's going to buy it.
Even Al wouldn't wear that.
No, I wouldn't wear that.
Yeah, and Al takes some risks.
What do you mean even Al?
You have no fashion standards.
Look at this. Great t-shirt and my matching gray pants from Foxy's in St. Thomas.
Go look at our Kickstarter video for The King Of and see what Big Al's wearing on that one.
Another gray t-shirt, probably.
No, it's the one with the dog. I love dogs and beers.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my faves.
For our big Kickstarter campaign.
That's one of my faves.
Mick Adams told us, hey, guys, we're something nice. We're going to go tape. We were at your house. You could have changed.
Should have worn my shirt.
Yeah. What's up, Travis?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. You have a question for Jenna Owens.
Let's have it.
I do. For this Jenna.
Hey.
Okay. Within the past year, what is the youngest person you dated or went on a date with?
Nice.
26.
26. That's a good age right there.
Maybe 25.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How old are you, big guy?
Okay.
How old are you?
25.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You're in the wheelhouse.
You're
just
right
under
there.
It. You got
another.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I just got to town.
So what? Hold
on a second, Travis. Yeah. What you look like?
6'4", old football player. Just got out of law school.
Oh,
from Dallas originally.
Well, if Jenna doesn't want you, I'll be your friend.
Here's
the point. I have Fortnite. My siblings love Fortnite.
You got Fortnite? I'm sorry.
Can JC call you Glenn?
He can call me Travis, Big T, Glenn, whatever you want.
I think we got a match made in heaven here.
For JC?
No, for both of you guys.
I'll let Big T slip into the DMs.
Big T, do you live at home?
No, I do not.
Oh!
You have your own place?
I do.
You have your own car?
I do.
You got a job?
Hey, you're
going to
be
a little out of law school.
I know, but I'm just asking. Sometimes you got to look for a job.
Don't question Big T.
I'm not questioning him. I'm interviewing him. I'm interviewing my future boyfriend, okay?
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
I need a man. I'm going to eat my mouth.
Here's even this. I'm even a big dog person. Every day I bring my dog to work.
How do you feel? What kind of dog? What's its name?
Taco Lab, Abigail. 78 pounds, beautiful girl.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on couples' Halloween costumes?
Oh, good question.
Oh, whatever you want, I'm down.
Oh, whatever you want.
It is 6'4", so you can do whatever.
What's your past relationship history like?
Yeah, what was your last relationship?
I haven't dated since February of last year.
So you're over it. Same.
Yeah.
He's ready to jump back in.
Yeah. You are over
ready to get
it.
Back on the house.
You don't have a whole lot of baggage there.
Yeah.
You don't have kids, do you?
No, I do not.
Not yet.
Not yet, but the day is young.
Okay, message me on Instagram.
All right. Oh. Yeah, message her on Instagram and then send me your Fortnite name.
All right, we'll do, guys. Y'all have a good morning.
All right, Big T. That's Big T right there, Jenna's date.
All right.
Potential.
Your new friend.
Jenna, look, we can go on couples dates.
Okay, slow it down.
Big T and Big K.
I'd better ruin me. Pull it back a bit. Trey?
What?
Stop.
Huh, you said it.
Man.
Hi, Umi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing awesome.
It's whatever you want. What do you want to talk about?
What's up, girl?
Umi.
So,
So I went on business trip in Vegas, and I met this great guy at a bar. We had a great time, and then we met for a couple of hours the next morning. And so right now, I mean, we've been talking since then, and he's like in love with me, and I think I'm in love with him. But here's the crazy thing. So I'm going on another business trip to Nashville in June. And so we are planning to meet up there. But right now, I'm kind of starting to think, like, am I safe doing that, meeting someone that I hardly know, although it feels like I do know him?
You love him.
Yeah, and he loves you.
Yeah, you already love him.
It is a false sense of security that you've created. And
LA.
I think that maybe it would. Are you going to be there by yourself on your business trip?
No, I have my boss and my co-workers, but I'm going to stay at a different hotel.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't told anyone about the relationship, only because I haven't finalized my divorce.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you're still married. Okay.
I don't think I'd meet... He's still a stranger. I wouldn't meet him by myself in a foreign city without leaving, you know, details of what the last outfit you were wearing was.
His cell phone number.
Lots of identifying information.
Sometimes you have to go for it, Kelly.
You do, but you have to also be smart and protect yourself.
Take a picture of you and him, send it to your best friend.
I wouldn't meet him out by...
Nashville, Kelly. It's the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, they go and listen to some music and stuff.
You just gotta be careful still. You just gotta be careful. Stranger things have happened.
Here's the thing. I'm just not comfortable telling anyone about it because I just feel like, I don't know, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, but I just want to finalize my divorce.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. This is the thing. This is your little rebound flirtation, and everybody that goes through divorce has this moment where you think, nobody's going to want me, and then the first person that wants you, suddenly, this is it. This is my second chance, and I'm in love.
It was a kiss,
I bet. It's just like... Yeah. And I had that happen, and I also had the Vegas romance.
You did?
With somebody.
With the fake cop?
Well, he was lying about being an officer. Well, no, he wasn't. He was lying about being a soccer player.
A professional soccer player.
He was a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so.
Oh, my God, it
is. But yeah, but I mean, he actually flew down and met me here.
Yeah.
He came to me, where I had all my friends around and stuff.
So
he really wants to do that, too.
Do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, have them come out to see your friends. Don't meet them by yourself. Be safe. You got to be super safe right now.
You got to tell somebody.
Oh, you have to tell somebody.
Yeah.
You have to tell somebody.
And then let us know how it works out. Deal?
Okay, deal. Thank you so much, guys.
Boomy might have found the love of her life.
Maybe.
Maybe, but it could be just a fun little rebound.
And one quick one here from Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Doing awesome. What's your Whatever Wednesday? It's for Big Al?
Yes, so this is for Big Al. You know that song Trouble?
Uh-huh.
And y'all are always messing up lyrics, mishearing things. Well, it says, I knew you were trouble when you walked in, so shame on me now. Flew me to places. Well, I always hear, Al flew me to places.
Big Al.
Oh, he does, because Al does that.
Yeah, he can take you places.
I know. He's random.
Yeah, Big Al's
buy computers, build benches.
Yeah, let's take a listen. Al flew me to places I've never been. You know what, Katie? 100% says Al flew me to places I've never been.
Exactly. I just want to make sure I wasn't crazy because I swear it says that.
Now, what are you doing later this month? I'm going to Florida.
I'll go. I'll just have to tell my husband I'm on a business trip.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.